And you may have seen this on NBN. Absolute anarchy happening over at Merriweather Heights Public School. And when I say anarchy, I mean just that this nanny state sadness of a couple of complaints has absolutely dampened the spirits. And you know what? It matches the weather today.
Yeah.
And it's really quite sad. A gorgeous school community idea to play hit songs as their school bell.
Yes.
So I know we all grew up with that very boring ding, 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 probably.
Yep. Yeah.
But Merriweather... Do-do-do. So it all sounded like a little radio alarm going off or something. But Merriweather Heights Public have been doing something really fun for a little while now where they play hit music as their school bell. So the start of the day for recess, classes starting, that sort of gear.
Yeah, a little bit of Katy Perry firework or some Harry Styles.
Songs that you would know and love from this very radio station.
Indeed.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, because of some community complaints, they've had to revert back to a very, very boring, very, very dry bell.
Yeah.
School bell.
Just a normal, regular bell.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one we had, it kind of sounds like a fire alarm.
Yeah.
And it's just...
Exactly. The kids aren't happy about it. There are some parents that aren't happy about it.
Here's a bit of audio from the interview last night that was on NBN.
It isn't a very long or loud noise, but this new bell is clearly dampening the mood of these students.
Why don't you like the sound of the new bell?
Because it kind of sounds like a fire alarm.
See, it just sounds like a fire alarm.
And how sad does that little girl sound? Oh, she's not very happy. But
well,
anyway.
If you've been used to hearing Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran, get you to class.
Exactly. A little bit of Katy Perry firework.
Yes.
Up and about as you skip into your next session.
Yeah.
We go now to one of the parents from Merriweather Heights Public School. Charlotte, good morning and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
What year is your little one in?
My little girl's in kindergarten, so... we've lived near the school for quite a while now, but she's always heard the music. They introduced it back in 2018, roundabout. And, she was really excited to get in there and be a part of it. So she's a little bit dampened by the removal of the music.
So as a person who's been hearing the music, not only as a student now, but a neighbour, did you find that it was particularly intrusive on your life, having the hit music versus that really fire-belly sound?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, once we figured out what it actually was, there was a while there when it was first introduced and we were thinking that a neighbour was just randomly playing a little short burst of Coldplay. it's fun for the kids and it's just a fun way for them to start the day, but also statistically a lot of kids find it less anxiety inducing, heading into school. It's rewarding for them when they get to pick the bell for the following week.
Oh, that would be cool. Is that like a prize at the school? If you win something, like student of the week, you get to pick the bell?
It's kind of like a good behaviour, reward for good work and good behaviour. I think it's at assembly, they pick a class who's been the most well-behaved throughout the week and they get to choose the song for the next week.
Oh, my God. And then you're teaching the kids, to negotiate. Because I can imagine, 20 kids aren't all going to want the same song. So you're having that class discussion and forming bonds that way. It's so layered, this thing. And
I know.
Just seems so silly that it got taken away, Charlotte. It seems really, really sad.
There's so much more to it, I think, than just the kids just wanting music for a bell. The fun aside, there's way more to it for them. I guess on a reward level. It is really disappointing that it's one complaint has shut it all down for them, I think.
Were there any alternative kids who, are picking songs that nobody really knows, but they
really
want to...
Do you mean the Nick Gill of Merriweather High Public School? Is that what you're asking? Was that German? Did you like the German band?
Do you know what? I don't know. It has been such a mixed bag. As I said, we've had Coldplay, we've had Katy Perry, a bit of Justin Bieber, a bit of ABBA.
It's our playlist. ABBA! There you go.
I hope you know Dianteworth is from South Africa.
Sorry, my apologies.
But
wouldn't
it be, if I lived in that area, wouldn't it be cooler and nicer to hear a bit of Coldplay, Justin Bieber playing, four times a day or however many times it goes off, rather than just a normal bell?
Yeah, that's what we're thinking too. It's sort of, you live near a school, you're going to hear noise. Surely a bit of music's not harmful over a boring old school bell.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting, Charlotte, one of the parents that was interviewed in the NBN piece actually talked about, and I know you just touched on it, but anxiety for some of the children. Mm-hmm. And that sound truly is, it sounds like an emergency alarm, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That there's something wrong, that almost we should be running away from the sound as opposed to walking calmly into those doors. So particularly with kids with maybe sensory disorders or, just a heightened anxiety issues, that would be really, that's so much worse.
It is. And then not only for that, I think for the, I mean, that's probably just me coming as a kiddie parent, but my little girl's never heard a normal school bell, so she was so adapted to the music.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's a bit flat.
Yeah.
And we've got Sharon Clayton, the federal MP, got re-elected last night.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to pass on to her?
She's on before 8 today.
Yeah.
Oh, if she hasn't seen the petition, I dare say she better jump on and have a squeeze. I think we've got close to 900 signatures on that one, and that's a massive credit to my fellow parental peer, Heidi Poole, for starting that. I don't think this would have gathered the same amount of momentum that it has without that petition going around online and not only gathering support from the Merry With a Hearts community but also beyond.
Yes.
There's so many people signing it saying, bring back the music. So
where can we find that petition, Charlotte?
That is on change.org.
All right. Merry With a Hearts Public School. Bring back the bell.
Yeah,
bring back the music.
Back the bell.
All right, we'll go find it. We'll share a link as well.
We're throwing our full support behind it.
Absolutely.
And Nick Jessica,
so
weight of the community. We're throwing our support behind it. And maybe if we can get on the bell every now and then too, like, hey kids, just a reminder to get to class.
Absolutely. And we can sing them a song. Yeah. Nah, they'll definitely run away from that sound.
They'll agree with the banning of that.
Well, Charlotte, they're a parent at the Merriweather Heights Public School. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with
it. No worries. Thanks for having me.